This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Welcome to San Diego Automotive Museum Radio. This monthly program is here to give you the latest news and updates on what is going on at the San Diego Automotive Museum. If you have any questions, want more information, or you wish to donate to the museum, go to www.sdautomuseum.org. Again, that's www.sdautomuseum.org. For now,
let's have some fun.
Here is your host for San Diego Automotive Museum Radio, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome. You're listening to San Diego Automotive Museum Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Got Lenny in the house. Boy, you have been busy, busy.
Oh, yeah.
How many museums have you seen in the last 30 days?
Three or four now.
Wow.
And I was at the Amelia. I don't know if I've spoken to you since I was at the Amelia.
No, you never. Yeah, you'll have to give us a rundown on what Amelia was like.
Oh, that was nuts.
And that was in Florida?
Yeah, it was in Florida.
It was
February?
Nuts?
Yeah.
Is it crazier than Monterey?
No, Monterey is still like way
out there, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's the same level of cars, but more towards the racing.
Amelia.
Yeah, the Amelia. Amelia is more towards the racing.
Yeah, and Monterey is more of
the luxury.
Just the luxury.
The lifestyle, yeah. And but yeah, I was in the Amelia, and I met Mr. Hedricks from Hedrick Motorsports.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then,
super nice guy.
Oh, awesome dude. And went to a couple of his lectures. And that was something that was unique. Like, they had these little, like, sessions where you go and get guests of honor. Where
what would he talk about? What was some of his topics?
Well, one, he was talking about starting, like, how he got started.
Ah, okay.
Right? One of them was, you know, he put his wife and him leveraged the house to start the first dealership. Thought they were going to go under.
Sure.
And basically was telling me a story of when he got the dealership for Chevy, he was told, like, hey, if you can fix this one, we'll give you an opportunity at a better one in a better market, but you got to take care of this one first. And I guess he had it, like, down to the day. He was like, 2 years, 3 months, and 4 days, and 6 hours, I got the phone call. And he was at a meeting, and they were getting ready to vote, and somebody stood up and said, hey, we made this gentleman a deal that if he can fix that one, we would give him the next opportunity.
Right.
So you're not going to give it to this other guy. We owe him.
That's right.
And so men of their word, you know, they gave him the opportunity. So he then again leveraged everything he owned so that he can get into it. And then when he started racing in Daytona or in NASCAR.
Right.
And race four was going to be their last race or they were going to go bankrupt.
Right.
And that's when they finished.
Right? Can you imagine going to your wife and say, hey, honey, we got to hawk the house.
Yeah.
We got to sell all our cars because I'm going to buy a car dealership.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go and take everything we have and put it into a car to race in NASCAR. And I don't know if we're going to be any good.
Yeah. And if in four races we're not, we're back on the street.
Oh, yeah. And they lost all, I guess, if I remember the story correctly, they had lost all the sponsorships the week before race four. So it was like it was literally do it or lose it.
Yeah, and if you're not aware, nobody can race without a sponsorship.
No,
and the sponsorships are stupid money.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
A hood, I think, is $1 million. Yeah,
ridiculous. But he's built this empire now.
No, serious.
And I started like researching like his leadership and stuff like that. I went to another one where he talks about leadership.
Sure, sure.
Investing in employees and things.
Well, and that's where his success came from.
Yes.
It wasn't that he bought a dealership and just sold a bucket load of cars. He invested in his people.
Yes.
I mean, I think he pretty much knows everybody that works for him almost by first name.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. And he is so, I mean, I ran into him with New Garden at an event over in Vegas. And it was like talking to you.
Yeah.
You know, he's just that down to earth.
Absolutely.
Humble.
Yeah.
Because he knows where he came from.
Absolutely. And I was like, this dude is like the genuine article.
Yeah.
Like every chance I had to be around him at the Amelia, I was kind of like stalking him, right? Like anywhere he could go. And, I had the VIP ticket and I knew like where his table was in the VIP tent. And
sure.
I was like, I got to get closest to that table. But really, I mean, the guy is just absolutely phenomenal to me. He had a lot of his car collection, his first Chevy that he had there, his first bow tie that he
he's owned. A big Chevy guy, too.
Oh, he is. He is. And then I got to see the Le Mans, the NASCAR of Le Mans, the Chevy Camaro that they built for the Le Mans.
Yeah.
I guess they're racing it in 2025?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Oh, you got to see that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You're like a kid in a candy store.
Oh, my God. It was
10
awesome.
Years ago, you wouldn't even, if somebody told you all this, you would,
5 years ago. I mean, just 4 years ago when I started.
Wow.
No, it's it was a lot of fun, and I got to meet some really great people. I got to share a lunch table with some people that I... We're just really cool people.
Yeah. Well, the car industry breeds really cool. Yeah. I mean, there's a few knuckleheads in there, but generally speaking, people that own the kinds of cars you're hanging around, they work really, really hard to get to it.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think Hendrick is probably one of the true stories that comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's gosh.
No, he was, I mean, the movie, it was fun. It was a little rainy, but it didn't complain, you know.
Yeah, I don't think anybody complained.
Just deal with it.
The food was good.
Yeah, yeah.
And the cars were amazing.
Yeah, the only thing was I was a little lonely. This is the trip where I didn't take anybody with me. It was like, you know.
Oh, you went by yourself?
Yeah, I did.
You didn't call me?
I was like, I'm going solo on this one. I don't know what I'm getting myself into. But I enjoyed it. So next year I'll take some people with me.
Yeah, well, you got to take Morgan and...
Morgan's, you know, those things, she tires out pretty quick.
Oh,
I
got to
do, you know, I still got to do the networking.
Yeah. A lot of people, you're not going over there just for fun.
No.
You're picking up suggestions and tips, and you're looking at cars.
Yeah.
And are you allowed to talk about what you just showed me earlier?
Oh, yeah.
So, where'd you pick that up?
The Shelby. Okay, so... I learned about the Dodge Shelby.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, Carroll Shelby did
Carroll
work for
Shelby
Dodge.
Did stuck his fingers in it.
And I was at the Shelby Museum out there in
Vegas.
Mm-hmm. And I had learned about it. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. I didn't.
Oh,
know.
You didn't know that he had done that?
No. Yeah. And so then I started researching like the cars, and I always follow it on that Bring a Trailer, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, the first one I saw, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. I wonder how much it's going to go for. And it went for like 10 or 12.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, that's kind of decent.
Yeah.
And then the next one was, you know, 9 or 10 or something like that. And we had just sold 4 cars out of the collection. As you know, some of the cars come in and then we liquidate them and we kind of upgrade.
So. Well, yeah. And that's the only way you can get fresh product.
Yeah.
You've got to sell something to get something.
Yeah. So we had 4 rust buckets that their time with us had ended. We weren't going to restore them or anything, too much money to invest in it. So I found other buyers, took them off our hands, and I was like, okay, well, we got
a couple bucks.
Now we got some money. Let's reinvest in the collection. I was at opening day, and I had the app open, and my wife's sitting next to me, and she's like, are you really working right now? And I'm like, yeah. I'm on Bring a Trail. She's like, are you buying that for you or for the museum? I was like, it's for the museum, I promise. Look, I'm logged in as a museum.
Well, that's why I asked you first.
Yeah, you did.
But you're not a Ford guy or a Dodge guy. You're a Chevy guy.
No, I'm a Chevy guy. But this car is really unique.
Very unique.
And I was just sitting there, and I was like, you know what? It was like 4,000 something at the time, an hour before the game started. I was like, you know what? I'll take it to 48, 40, something like that. And then I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, man, the game's about to start. And it was sitting around 53, 54. And I was like, you know what?
I'm going to pull the trigger.
There's 2 minutes, you know, like it resets, and I'm like, forget it. 6,400. If someone wants it better than me, that they can have it, I'm just going to turn it off.
And you won.
And get the alert. You know, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I won. Holy cow. So
where was it?
It's still in Arkansas right now. So I haven't actually seen it. I'm only the videos. You know how you bring it
to work. Yeah.
And, you know, I couldn't wait to get to work the next day. I'm pulling Maria, the curator. I'm like, check out what I got for the museum. This is so cool. And she's like, really? And I was like,
did she even know what it was?
No, she did.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she knew. And I was like, okay, so I'm going to go to the bank. I'm going to pay. And, you know, I'll get a copy of everything. And then I need you to send the trailer out or, like, get transportation for us.
Yeah.
And right before I came on, I texted her, hey, where's transport? Because that was Friday. That we had all the stuff paid and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, hey, when are we getting it? She's like, oh, it's scheduled for next week. I'm like, okay. So I'm hoping we get it. We'll take a look at it and see, you know, does the video and real life match up?
Sure.
And then, you know, I know the guys now over at the Shelby Automotive Museum, and I know Shelby America guys. I got the vice president on my phone now. So I think I'm going to send it over to them and be like, hey, can you give us... a little look over and a little tune up on this thing.
Yeah. spruce it up just a tad, see if there's anything missing.
Yeah.
And then stick it on the floor.
Absolutely. I mean, can you see that thing at Cars and Coffee? People aren't going to know what it is.
No, well, you're absolutely right, because it was a very short run.
It was like 2 years, maybe. Yeah, maybe 3.
Yeah, and that was only because they were trying to save that car.
Yeah.
And they figure if they shot Shelby's into it, you know, that would at least... And all it did is it turned it into a classic.
Yeah.
You can start, you know, the Rampage is another one you got to look for. Yeah. You know the Rampage? Yeah, it looks like a pickup truck.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a whole lot more right here on San Diego Automotive Museum Radio. Folks, welcome back to San Diego Automotive Museum Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. Talking to Lenny, a curator at the Automotive Museum. Oh, CEO. Yeah. Oh, you got too many titles. Actually, he's the car hunter.
Yeah, right.
And that's a 1986?
Yes. Let's double check.
Pretty good, huh?
83.
Sorry about that. And that's the Shelby...
Dodge Charger,
which was very, very rare, but factory color. So, folks, you'll be able to see that end up on the showroom floor at the Automotive Museum here shortly.
Yeah, or Cars and Coffee coming near you.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the Cars and Coffee. That'll even be better.
Yeah.
Have people come do an unveiling.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're going to take it out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a driver.
Yeah, you know we don't take our cars and just leave them in the museum.
No, no, no. Speaking of museums, have you ever been up to the Driving Museum up in... I think it's up in the L.A. area. Every Sunday, they bring out a certain collection of cars.
Oh, yeah.
And people pay to go for rides.
Yeah.
It's really quite an interesting. And it's like your museum. Everything runs.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. You'll have to go up there sometime.
I'm trying. It was funny. When I first got there, we sold quite a few of the old Model Ts we had.
Yeah.
You know, it was just that time for the museum in the world. Now we're starting to acquire more. And I keep going, you know,
Detroit, Model Ts?
Yeah, the Detroit has Model T driving school. So I'm like, I think I need to go out there to see how they do this.
Well, I tell you, it's funny you say that, because I had George Coffin. He's passed away, unfortunately, but he was the head of the Model T club in town. And I, every once in a while, I'd have him bring a Model T to KUSI and show people how to start it.
Yeah.
Because it's not like getting in a car, turn a key, and drive it, put it in gear, and go. Yeah. I mean, you got to crank it, and you got to retard it and advance it and all that. Oh, no, you really need to do that. Yeah. You need to take somebody with you to
We should go.
We should.
Just go and have a good car.
I've got all the freaking equipment. I just got to figure out how to use it all.
Yeah.
I went out about $1,000 worth of GoPros.
Yeah.
I got a gimbal. I got stuff I don't even know what the heck to do with it. Because KUSI, during their transition... said you got to start shooting videos of your cars. So I went out and bought all this stuff. I figured I could figure it out online. But the guy that was on my first show, Growing Up Garage, he says, I'll teach you everything you want to know. Yeah. So, yeah, we go out and we video. I bought mics for, you know, me, I'm not going to just. Yeah. And my wife says, well, just sell it if you're not going to use it. Sell it. Me? Sell? Oh, no, I don't sell nothing. Huh. That is a great find.
Yeah.
So... And I think a lot of the reasons why you're going to a lot of these museums just to see what's out there.
Oh, yeah.
And mainly making contact.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because if you can make good contacts, because once you build relationships, you know, with all these museums, it's endless.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was Moore Mullen, you know, Peter.
Oh, yeah,
Peter.
Yeah.
I met her a few times and got her contact information last time I was at the Vegas concourse.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, you know, my condolences on Peter's passing. You know, I heard the museum's closing down. Never got a chance to see it. Would you mind, like, can I come? And she gave me an invite. I drove up. My uncle flew in from Hawaii. He's, like, diehard, those cars in the car.
So I'm like,
come on. And George and I drove up and saw the collection. I got a private tour of the
Pretty
whole
amazing.
Place. Oh, my gosh. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And it was sad. You know, they had over 300 cars.
Yeah.
They sold like 10 of them at the Amelia.
Yeah.
And then I think they're taking like 120, I heard, to either Pebble.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then they're going to keep quite a bit, and I don't they don't know the fate of the whole collection
right.
yet.
Because it's not just cars.
No.
It's everything.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like a museum.
Yeah. No, it is a legit museum. I mean, it is.
A real one.
No, I mean, they have, like, rotation and everything. Wow. And I'm like, this is just, like, the ideas of being there for the day was, like, endless. And I'm yeah. like, you know, the way you show
And you couldn't car, take it all in.
No.
There's no way. It's too huge.
No. Yeah. I mean, I was looking like Bugatti, and, you know, serial number one.
Oh my god!
This is one of 62. This is one of five, and yeah. I'm like literally number one.
Yeah. Well, that's like you talk about Rick Hendrick.
Yeah, he does.
He's a big 0001 uh-huh. kind of guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of times, car manufacturers save those cars mm-hmm. for him, especially if they're Chevrolets.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Chevy Camaro's not going to go past them.
No, not yeah. in the least. Yeah. That is awesome. But yeah, there are, you know, so many museums. Mm-hmm. You still got to get to Fairbanks one of these
still
days.
Still got to get to that one. Yep.
I'll go with you on that one, too. Yeah. I can take you on the tour.
Yeah, that's fun.
Since I know the guy that runs it. And in fact, I show pictures of that museum, but all the women's clothing more than I show the cars.
Yeah.
I think that was such a smart move on mm-hmm. his part. I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
And I guess that clothing's out there.
Yeah. I mean, we get some of that stuff donated to us.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. And it's like, what do we do with it? Because we're not ready for it. So, like, how do we store it?
Yeah, without it rotting
away.
Because,
you know, we're going to expand.
I mean,
that's happening. And, you know, I've been working with the city and getting our lease renewed. And it looks like everything's, like, on track.
Wow.
And we're hoping, fingers crossed, that we can, like, officially, publicly announce, like, we're going to do this. And, I mean, unofficially, we are.
Right. But you got to.
And internally, we're doing it.
Yeah, you got to cross your T's and dot your I's.
You got to make sure everything's there. You know, I'm all the way to the point now where I've got a bank loan ready to be signed off as soon as the city signs off on.
Then you're signing off.
Yeah. And then I just need one donor, which I think we have.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to be off to the races.
Wow.
So, I mean, really, I mean, we're getting close to this. And it's not something where it's pie in the sky.
Yeah. I got to hook you up. I just did an interview with Ford. And she was the audio visual archivist for the vault Ford Motor Company.
Okay,
so I need to hook you up
Absolutely.
With her because I think I hooked you up with one of the guys there. But this one was such a unique what they're doing within, and it's all the commercials, but they're all you're able to see them on as they were produced back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, what a great display!
Yeah.
You know, that you can see how, you know, the Ford commercials and, you know, all the different from the service department all the way to the mm-hmm. sales department.
Yeah.
Because you want to be an all-inclusive.
Absolutely.
Brendan, what are you looking at?
Oh, I was just going to mention that I bet Peter's like crazy right now because he just finished the library and then Lenny just announced without they're looking to expand. He's like, I just finished the library for goodness. Oh man!
Yeah. Peter was pretty excited when he was last in.
That Tesla book. I was in the museum when they found it, and I wanted to even like just can I just touch it for a little? And they're like, no, don't even look at it.
Yeah, and I'm sure the library has been a big hit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
it's been huge. I mean, and thank you to everybody who's brought in stuff for us. I mean, since we've been on the air and we've been on
Peter
television.
Told me I can't bring my other 50 or 60 boxes.
Bring them all.
Oh. I mean, but that's you're not the one.
Yeah, I'm not. But, you know, I don't say no to that stuff.
Okay, well, it's all yours. I've just got to take my truck to the dump and dump what the garbage I got. And then I'm serious. I'm got on this new thing for 24, and I'm going to load them up. I actually found a hardbound Model T owner's book.
You gotta have it.
Yeah, you gotta have that. I'll definitely.
No, this the stuff we're getting is phenomenal. And the guys are definitely. You know, Peter's like, man, there's a lot of stuff to do, and I'm like, well, we still got to do it. Like, this is what.
That's why you're here.
Doing. You know, and we wrote a grant. Fingers crossed, we get it. Like for $350,000 to like increase our staffing and. The way we store things and digitize stuff. So,
yeah, because that's a challenge, that digitizing. Once you do it, you get it done.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. And it'll be a great resource for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. Yeah, that Tesla book that they discovered, it was like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. Like,
I know Peter was just I love it when he comes in because, yeah. I mean, he is so excited. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you keep his feet on the ground.
Oh, yeah, when we interviewed him, I remember, like, we thought, like, we're looking for a specific
long hair, yeah. Hippified. Yeah.
But I thought, like, you know, we're looking for a very specific person. Like, are we ever going to find this guy? Yeah. And, like, he came in, and I'm like, you, like, the way he gets excited, like, if I catalog it, I have the system, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't understand your language right now, but your enthusiasm for this, I want you.
Off, and he's been this way since the day you hired him.
No, the kid's great.
Yeah, that's definitely a diamond in the rough, and he's not the only one.
No, I've got some good guys.
You kind of remind me of In-N-Out Burger. You've really handpicked your people. Yeah. Have you ever seen a sad person at In-N-Out?
No.
They're never, because they handpick them. They have to have a certain attitude, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, enthusiastic. When, you know, you can watch them. They'll walk by to see a piece of paper on the floor. They pick it up. They don't wait for somebody else to do it. Yeah. Well, there's, you know, and everybody, like I told you, back in the day, I'd ask people, you've been to the museum? Nope.
Yeah, didn't even know where it was.
Nope, didn't have a clue. Didn't even know there was. And, oh, by the way, thank you very much for hooking up this. She's a little waitress. She's got 6 kids. And she's always trying to educate her kids, get them engrossed in other things. And I says, well, you know, that's when you were nice enough to donate a pack of tickets just for the family. She has not stopped talking about
that. That's cool.
She has not. In fact, they're going to go back again because they didn't see it all. There was more that they wanted to see.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, and that's really what that museum is all about. Yeah. People could just go down and really take your time and walk through it. Yeah. And enjoy it. I mean, it's amazing. I still can't get over the king bringing in that. Yeah. And, you know, Peter was really excited about that thing, too.
Yeah, the Excalibur. It's a cool car.
Yeah, it's... I was telling Peter, though, I don't know if you heard the show, but John Rose from Rose Toyota, he got the franchise, and when he... Because he bought one, and then, of course, typical, he's from the wrecking yard world, right?
Yeah.
What'd you do with the Ford? I mean, what'd you do with the body from this car after you took it off the chassis? Oh, well, you know, we just... So he bought all the... We had it already in his wrecking yard across the road. We must have had 30 or 40 premium spotless bodies. Doors. Wow. Yeah, the whole 9 yards. But that's... So I was telling Peter that, and he got a big kick out of it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's
really cool. So what do you got flipping on the floor this coming up?
We just got a couple new lowriders in right now.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah. I'm working on getting a trophy truck brought in. No, I'm actually working with with the curator for the Mola Museum. We're going to see if we can't get one of their cars
in. Yeah, and then kind of let people know that Mullen was what it was.
Yeah, and the whole tribute we did for Skeets and that whole thing, we'd like to do it for Peter.
That would be so cool.
So, you know,
and that's the other thing I like about our museum. I mean, we're like, it's a neighborhood, or it's a bunch, it's a cadre of like-minded people that love cars. Let's take a quick break. Yeah. Right here on San Diego Automotive Museum Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. All right, folks, welcome back to San Diego Automotive Museum Radio with Lenny and Dave, and we're sitting here. Who wouldn't like to sit here for an hour and talk cars? Right. I mean, come on. Let's get crazy here. So if you were to put on your list, what's the next museum you want to go to?
Oh, my God.
Because there's so many of them.
You know, you keep talking about the one in Alaska, right?
Yeah, Fairbanks.
I got to do that one.
Yeah. What's it called?
Because I can get two things off my list. I can go to Alaska and I can see a cool museum.
See who?
I can go to Alaska and see a cool museum. Two things at once.
Yeah. And if you've ever been to Alaska.
I've never been.
And if you like baseball, which I think you do, there is a minor league team up there called the Gold Panners.
Yeah.
And almost all of your top-notch players go there and have been there and play there.
That's cool.
If you go during the summer months, they have one day, it's an all-night game because the sun never goes down.
That's cool.
And it's such a cool place. You're literally sitting in the bleachers, and you can hear the runners running on the ground. Cool. I mean, it's not like when you go to the Padre game, of course, it's so loud. And the announcer is so funny. I never laugh so hard because sponsors is what keeps them going. And all of a sudden, this where he was talking. He says, okay, up is Johnson. You know, he's got a 3-4 record. And all of a sudden, he gets hit. Oh, look at that. He got hit. And that hit's brought to you by Johnson's lawyer service. Now, he won't cover you if you get hit by a baseball. But,
That's cool.
So he throws commercials in almost every single play. So, yeah, make it a two birds with one stone.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Indy this summer. So Addison, we were just talking about, she has the national championship tournament. They qualified. And so, of course, I'm going to make it a work trip.
Well, of course.
And so all like I'm already researching. Where am I going to go on which day?
Yeah,
and
you just got to find out where the museums
Indy
are.
Indy is just, I'm going to be in like in museum and heaven.
Have you been to the 500s?
I haven't been to any of those. No, like I'm like.
Oh, you're gonna just. I went to Daytona and I didn't go to their museum, so I'm going back. I already talked to Sheldon Creed's grandfather, and I said I'm going back. I didn't go, and I'm kicking myself for not going. Yeah. So I definitely want to go back. I've been to the Indy Museum, and I'm sure it's changed since. But
yeah, they also have the Auburn. I think is there.
Oh yes,
the Auburn
yes.
one's there. Yeah. I mean, they've got so many.
See, I wouldn't want to go even overseas. Unless I went to Ferrari, Maserati, to the plant.
Yeah.
You know, and their museum.
Yeah.
Other than that, I care less about going overseas. Yeah. But to go see those places, it's a bucket list thing.
Yeah.
But no, Indy, you'll. Yeah. And there's all kinds of sprint car museums.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
because you'll look at any museum. You don't
all
care.
Of them. Yeah. Well, because that's what we do. Like, we're not a specific niche.
No. And so, and that's what I like about your museum. It's not, it's all American.
No.
Which there are museums out there that are all American, all foreign, have you.
Yeah, all Auburn, all, you know.
It's whatever gets you excited.
Yeah, and it's cool. Like, and I get it. But when I go, I look at, you know, one, can I build a relationship with whoever is curating it or the executive director or owner? Because some of them are privately owned.
Right.
And then can we make trades? Can we borrow each other's car?
Sure.
And then second is, as I look at the architecture of the building and how they're displaying
it. Yeah.
Because, you know, when I was at the Volo Museum, they had a really cool way. They had like a TV car, and then they had the clips from the film that it was in showing on the background. And above you, there was like one speaker, and if you stood under that, you could hear it. If you moved away from it, you can't hear it anymore. So it didn't bother me. I was like, this is freaking phenomenal.
Oh, so if you don't want to offend anybody while you're listening to it?
Well, no. If you go to the next one, so you're not bogged down by noise.
Oh, I see. And they had a directional.
Yeah, they had a dozen of them. And I'm like, this is the coolest thing.
Yeah.
So I'm taking pictures, and I'm like, you know. And, of course, I'm looking at how is the airflow going. I mean, it just really it's different. And then, of course, how do they present the cars?
Right.
No, the
presentation's everything.
National Automotive Museum in Reno. Mm. You know, I really enjoyed walking through there and how they do the from the early cars all the way to modern cars and custom. And they do similar. They have some of the garb from the
years. Sure.
But I really liked how they did the evolution of the motors as you went through the decades.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is really cool of how like.
Because you could get a collection of engines. They don't take up a lot of space. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, we do have our board president, Terry. Awesome guy, Terry Tilden. 2 years ago, we ran across an article. It might have been 3 years ago now. It was the top 10 most influential motors in the auto industry. And I was like, wouldn't this be cool if we owned all of these?
Yeah.
He was like, it would be. He made it a pet project. He has acquired all 10 of them. He has paid to have them all refurbished and restored, and he's getting ready to give it to the museum so that we can display
it. You are kidding.
Absolutely phenomenal project. They're all at storage right now.
Yeah.
They're being worked on, and it's going to be fabulous. I mean, Terry's done a great job making sure that.
So now you got to find a spot for them.
Yeah, yeah.
See, your biggest problem is space.
That is, and that's why we need to do the expansion.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That is amazing.
We're going to triple our square footage.
Are you really? You're going to triple? Well, I think. And this is, I've been hearing this for years, you're the only museum that has authorization to expand.
And we're the only ones that had it pre-built into our lease.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's just that it's a game changer.
Which means you need help. You need donations. You need financial donations, vehicle donations, land donations. Yeah. You don't care, you know, as long as they know that you're either going to keep it, use it, or sell it.
Yeah, and we're very honest up front when we get it. One of the things, you know, we sold our National City property. We sold
did you finally sell it?
Yeah, we sold it October.
Oh, okay.
And And I've been shopping around. There was a spot I loved. I was going to lease it. And then the board very wisely said, you know, we do a 5-year lease. We're going to be out of money at the end of 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, not out, but like what we got from selling the property, we would be right. out of that. And they're like, we should be buying something. So I actually made an offer on another property in Santee that got accepted last week. So
how many square feet?
It's about 12,000 square feet. It's a little bit bigger than what we've got now.
Okay.
But it's not next to a cement factory.
That's right. You don't like dust.
Yeah, that's the horrible. And then it's also zoned for doing the maintenance on cars, doing the work. I mean, we have a classroom there.
Probably put a paint booth in there if you wanted to.
Yeah, it's not zoned for that now. It could be because it's close enough to others. But the city of Santee has been really great. I met with the mayor and I met with all of them, and they're like, you know, we love the idea of your program. We'd love to have it here. We'd love to support it.
Well, I'm going to hook you up with a buddy of mine that just, I don't know the name of the company, but it's a paint company. Because normally it's, you know, dry to paint.
Mm-hmm.
This is wet to wet.
Oh, okay.
And you don't need all of the environmental stuff. And he's given him this guy all the paint, all the equipment, everything as a test. So I'll talk to him and get that information. Yeah. Maybe they'll, if you can do it in the restoration building, you know, as a test. To,
that'd be cool.
For, yeah. I mean, you could be a test bed for their product.
We'd love it.
And if they're willing to give you all the equipment to do it.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be awesome. I mean, the academy, that's where we're going to basically put the academy along with our storage.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's just going to be great. I mean, it's an upgraded space for us. It's going to be able to take
good parking.
Yeah, it's got 16 parking spots designated for the building, and then it's got a ton of parking on the road.
That's awesome.
I mean, it's like, it's over here on, let's see, it's in Santee off Cuyamaca.
Oh, okay.
So kind of get the idea of where
they're there by the, kind of like by the airport.
By the airport, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, there's plenty of industrial, you know, area out there for you to.
Yeah, it's super cool. And, you know, got the loan lined up right now. Got to take it to the board for final approval.
Sure.
You know, they gave me the authority to negotiate in good faith. And I've been doing that. I think I'm taking an offer that's really cool. And we'll be really excited to open up. Because it's not going to be like the storage that we have now where it's just like our cars are kept and no one goes and sees it. We want to highlight it.
Yeah, you want to be able to let people come in and as an extension of the museum.
Yeah, we want to make it look great and make people feel good about when they're there. And even if they want to store their cars with us, you know, let the kids tender them and let them, you know, make sure the tires have the air in them, make sure they
start them up periodically.
Yeah, all that stuff. Give these kids skill sets.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. Hmm. Well, that's going to be, and then that's probably going to be what, towards the end of the year?
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to make sure we get through escrow and everything like that, of course. And then, you know, we'll probably be out of our place probably in October-ish.
Okay. Yeah, because you still
got to pack everything up.
Still going to have another garage sale?
Oh, yeah. Give you the first one we call.
We'll
give you a sneak preview.
Oh, my God. Sneak preview. I've done so well staying away from these things, but I know I want to go. This one I really want to go to it. Yeah. But, yeah, so I love the fact that, you know, I like the fact that you are doing the floor onesies, twosies.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of cleaning out a whole
collection
and then dragging another whole collection in. Yeah. I think it's better that it goes, you know, the slower pace.
Yeah, and we do it on Mondays when we're closed. And I go, hey, guys, you know, can we open on Monday? Because to me, it's lost revenue, right?
Right.
And they're like, no, you know.
This is when we do our
floor. We get to, and they have great arguments for it. And they have strategic days where they'll open on Mondays and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's been great. You're right. You know, the lowriders before, people would be like, no, I don't want to put my car in there, because once it's in there, you know, I got to leave it there for 4 months, and, you know, I drive my car.
Right.
And, you know, we didn't have the greatest reputation, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like,
can I bring my car in?
What do I have to do? Is my car worthy enough? And
now
we have to have like a criteria in order for you to be able to bring your car in.
Yeah, no murals on the trunk lid.
Yeah, I mean, we're just, what's going on?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Because I did that one by mistake.
Yeah.
Wow. KUSI is coming along. I'm out in the west by the dumpster.
Oh, yeah?
But there's trees and there's green, so I've been able to do cars out there. So maybe when you get the Shelby, maybe we can bring it down.
Absolutely.
That'd be a good tease.
Yeah. You know what else we should bring out is the Delahaye.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Roadster, the Hot Rod Delahaye.
Yeah, because I don't think they've been down to your museum lately, have they?
No, they might have, but they don't show that. They don't show that car very often. They're usually there for a specific something.
Yeah,
and
I'm trying to get back in to, you know, let me start, you know, doing the car clubs and the, you know, the cars and coffee and, you know, the motorcycle cars and coffee, like what you're doing. And I understand that's really taken off.
Yeah, it's actually doing pretty well. Yeah, I mean, it's not like the cars guys where they get there at like 6 o'clock in the morning to reserve their spots. They kind of roll in a little after we're, you know, officially started.
Yeah, it's but, cold.
Yeah, but it's really cool, like the camaraderie and what. Not saying that car guys aren't that way.
No, they all are.
But they're like, hey, we're here. Where are we going to go next? What's the ride
going
to be?
Yeah, it's not just going sitting around with cars and coffee. They're all, I mean, when they're done with that, they're going someplace.
Yeah, they're going somewhere. And I'm like, this is really, really cool. It makes me want to get a bike so I can go do whatever it is that they're doing. You know, I'm like, man, I kind of feel left out. I'm the only one left behind.
That's so funny. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, a whole lot more right here at the San Diego Automotive Museum Radio. Hey folks, welcome back. You're listening to San Diego Automotive Museum Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. All right, we're going to use this segment for events coming up. And I guess if you happen to like to hit that little white ball around the greens, you've got a golf thing coming up.
Yeah, we do. We have a Cruising for Drivers happening in July. I'm trying to look at the date. Someone's going to kill me. I know I'm going to get a text message here. But we're running out of spots on it anyway.
Oh, really?
I think we've got like four spots left. Four or five.
Foursomes spots. Or whatever foursomes, you call
them. Yeah. I mean, I'm not much of a golfer, and but I enjoy getting out there.
Yeah.
By no means am I good, but yeah. I have a good time.
Well, you and me both. Just don't do the mistake I made. I was at an event, and I was taking the host in a golf cart.
Oh, yeah?
So we're driving along. I go, you know what? Let's just go over there. Look, I'll cut the grass. It's nice and short, so you drive across the fairway. Didn't work out real well. No. Yeah, the golf police came out and said, what are you doing out here? Well, we're just cruising around. You know, why aren't you playing golf? Well, we don't golf. Yeah. Well, then get off the fairway. I said, okay. So I didn't know it was a fairway.
And then, let's see. We're having our car rally, our third car rally.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Sunday, June 9th. And registration is now being taken place online.
We'll okay.
Just finish that
so
up.
What's that going to entail? What are you going to be doing?
We're going to start out at the museum, and we're going to do a little poker run. You know, so a couple stops where you can get some cards and best poker hand at the end of the rally wins. I don't know what prize we're going to have.
Where are you going
to
go?
There's a park in Alpine that we're heading out to. And we're going to make some stops along the way.
Yeah, that's a good
make,
idea.
Make a little ice buy stuff. And,
yeah.
And just really kind of have like a barbecue at the end of it.
Super.
Yeah, shit. I mean, supports the museum and our endeavors and what we got going on.
And it gives people an opportunity to go out and drive their cars.
Do stuff with it.
Yeah, because you got to, I mean, if you're not driving them, what are you owning them for?
Right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then, of course, September 28th, that's going to be our big gala.
Yeah.
And party in the park.
Yeah.
And we're doing pretty well, you know, still getting people signed up and got a few tables. We're not going to try to get as many tables as we have in the past. We have always averaged around 42, but we've comped, you know, a couple tables here and there. This year, no comps. Everybody's, you know, paying their fair share.
There you
and
go.
And, you know, 40 tables, so 400 people.
Wow.
Maybe a little bit more than that. But for those who have come the last 3 years, it's been a party that everybody talks
What's
about.
What's the theme?
This year's James Bond. 007. 007 is the theme. And we have a really cool package that we're raffling off that night, which is the James Bond Austin Martin tour in in Europe?
Oh,
where Austin Martin is?
Yeah.
So you get to go see the Austin Martin factory. You get to see some of the key spots that was filmed.
Wow.
Yeah. No,
you good. Can have a DB5 at the museum.
I can try. We'll see.
What do I know? You know Woodhead over at the Nissan Design Center?
Yeah.
David?
Yeah.
Get in touch with him.
Okay.
Because he's kind of the British contact here in San Diego.
Yeah, he's got that dolphin that I like.
I know. I got him to bring it to KUSI.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, but he says he doesn't like getting up early in the morning.
He brought it to the museum. I think we're going to try to get it back.
Yeah, that's and that was built here in
San Diego,
or San Diego someplace.
Yeah. I just remember he came in. This was before we finished the library. He came in and was like, "Oh, you have a library?"
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like, I was like, "Yeah, we do." He's like, maybe you have a book on dolphins." I was like, "I'm sure we do." Why don't you just, and I like said, "You know, you have free range for 30 minutes. I'll come back and check on you."
Yeah.
And he was in like hog heaven. He's like, "I found the books and I've been looking for," and this, I was like, "Well, take copies and, you know, yeah, if you want to borrow them and bring them back,
we'll trust you."
Yeah. David's a great guy.
Yeah, I know where you work.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's, you know, I want to get a mini, you know, the original mini from the 60s. He's got a handful of them in Europe. Well, bring me one.
Well, he's got one here.
Well, I know, the little baby blue one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he won't sell that.
Yeah. And does he sell his own car? I think he just collects them.
I think he just collects them, too. It sounds good.
Yeah.
Most people that, when you really want them, you can't get them. Yeah. You know, I've been chasing a Honda 305 Scrambler around, and as soon as I get close, it goes up another $2,000, and it goes up another $2,000. It's got me, dude, I only paid $2,000 for it when I bought it, you know, brand new.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then your motorcycle collection, have you added anything to that?
Nothing really.
You haven't gone over to the Mecum in Vegas auction?
You know, I was at the Mecum last time I was at the concourse and Pebble.
Yeah.
I had the Mecum up there. It's the only one I've ever been to.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It's fun, but, you know, I'd rather buy things from private parties because you won't pay as much as you'll pay.
Yeah,
because you got the percentage in the beginning, the percentage on the back, and
And that get passed on to you. So
no kidding.
But I did have fun. That's when I had Fallon with me. We went to the Mecum, and you know, when you get there, they have like that front section where the active bidders are, and then you have the back section, which is like you're not expecting to bid, but you are a bidder.
But they don't expect you.
They don't expect you to, and so. So Fallon raised her hand for something. I don't know what she did. She waved at something. She pointed at something. And
they nailed it.
No, they didn't. But she didn't know that. And I was like, oh my gosh, you just bid on that car.
And she was like, didn't do that.
No, I didn't. I was like, you did. You raised your hand. She's like, they don't take bids from back here. And I was like, they do. Look at the guy next to you. He's bid a couple times.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, we're not gonna win this car. I was like, we are
you're so bad.
The whole time they're like, can I get another? I think I was like, can I get 65? And I'm like, we're gonna lose $65,000 on this car. I hope you enjoy driving it.
That reminds me of my mom. She was at a car auction event, and she likes to talk with her hands, so she kept expressing with her hands, and kept bidding, and my dad noticed that at the last second, and he's noticing there's a guy over there, and he's looking with like a pissed off look. He's like, you better stop bidding right now because this is my car.
My dad
had to like stop talking with your hands, just talk normal and all that
stuff. I've done quite a few auctions, and somebody will do that, and I'll say, hey, unless you're buying this, you better put your hand down. And you can see him, they get that panic look.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you don't think anything of it because you're probably not even paying any attention to it. So the Gala's still got a few seats left?
Yeah, we still got a few for that one.
Okay.
And it's our big one. I mean, if you guys
every
have
year.
It, yeah, you just go online. You can email Sharon. You can email Sarah.
Right.
And they'll help you out. But it's definitely like everybody talks about it when we're done.
Everybody.
It's a lot of fun.
And it gets better and better every year.
Yeah. I mean, the crew we have Clinton that does all the decor. He does a great job with all that kind of stuff. We had the Sully band this year.
Okay.
So they should be pretty fun. 007. And
so you got to go find an outfit.
Yeah, you know, I got to finish losing some weight here.
I figured that's why you were losing the weight.
Yeah, you know, I got to, you know, that and my wife's crushing me. I mean, she's down 100 pounds now.
I know. She is just tearing it up.
Yeah, and then, you know, I've been, 43 pounds. And every time we do these
and
diets.
Usually it's easier for a guy to lose weight, not a woman.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. She started months before me. And every time we've gone on those diets together, you know, men lose weight.
Yeah, much quicker.
It's just biological.
Yeah.
And so and she gets like deflated, and I feel bad then because it's like, you know, we're supposed to do this together, and anyway. So this time I was like, you know what, you get a head start, and then I'll try to catch up.
Yeah, but that's a serious head start.
She is just doing phenomenal. I mean, she cut out. I don't think she's had a soda in a year. I don't think she's had much of any candy. I mean, she just cut all the sugar.
No bread.
She'll eat bread, but very moderate.
Yeah.
She's just...
Well, it's content.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If it's there, you're going to eat every bit of it. No, eat half. I mean, I can't lose weight anyway, but everything I eat, pretty much, I only eat half of it.
Yeah.
You know, just because I don't do the exercise I need to do.
Yeah. I mean, it's so hard. I go to Cars and Coffee. And get, you know, they got the donuts.
Donuts.
Man. I can't say no.
I haven't had a donut. I can't remember when. And I usually will bring them to KUSI. Yeah. And I can smell them all the way to KUSI. And I promise I don't, you know, dabble.
That's why another staff has to go get the donuts. I eat them all before they get there.
That is so funny. So, yeah. So, the museum's open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yep. You can get there as early as 10 o'clock in the morning. We're open until 5.
Right. And you can set up for tours if you want to do that.
Yep. You can come in for tours.
Birthday parties.
Absolutely.
Celebrate. Because, you know, if you've got somebody in the family that's a car geek, male or female, who couldn't ask a better place to have a birthday party?
Yeah, absolutely fun.
Anniversaries, anything.
Anything. We've had celebrations of life. We've had promotions in military. We have actually done a wedding. Not since I've been there, but it's on the books. If you want to come in and do an event there, we've had several of those. I think we have one where we're actually closing the museum for the day because they wanted it for the whole day.
Wow.
And then, of course, we have upstairs for meeting spaces.
Right.
Yeah. You can call in and ask for Keenan. He's the guy.
You're busy.
Hey, we try to make sure that museum stays
buzzing.
Going and doing something.
Yeah, gift shop is just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Brandy crushes it there.
Yeah, she really does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you never know because new stuff arrives every month.
Regularly, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the things that we get donated, like we look at it and we're like, hey, like we can't use this. And we tell people like, hey, thanks for the donation, but we're going to liquidate this.
Oh, so you actually sell collectibles?
Some of them, yeah. Like if they're like, hey, we can't use this, or we have duplicates.
Right, right.
We'll get models, you know, the Franklin models.
Sure.
We've got like 3 or 4 of the same one. And so what we do is we take the one that's in the best condition and we save it and we put it on display or whatever we do with it. And then we put the extras either online on our eBay store or we stick it in the store for like the Hot Wheels. I mean, Morgan gets in the we'll buy like a box of Hot Wheels and she'll go through and say, hey, this one's probably worth more than $5. And she'll like pull them out. And then next thing you know, we've got Hot Wheels in there that are like $50 each. I'm like, this is cool. You know?
And she's not buying it because it's a duplicate.
How many times I've been duped, right?
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to say anything, but she's not going to let anything slip that's part of her collection.
Yeah. She's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, it's always been a joy having you in. I can't wait for your next adventure.
Yeah, we'll have to do one together.
Yeah, anytime. I mean, I'm pretty much wide open except for Sundays. Yeah. You know, we could go out because we're both totally crazy about cars.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things, I want to go to the Le Mans. I want to go to the 24-hour Le Mans. You ever done that?
No.
Okay, we got to figure out how to do it.
Yeah, we'll have to figure it out. We'll definitely come up with something.
Yeah, I met a couple people who have raced in it, and I'm gonna lean on them a little bit in the next couple of weeks to see if I can't get like event tickets or something.
Something.
And I'll use connections of another to fly over there.
Or see if we can't even find a car manufacturer that would do it.
I mean, Porsche.
Chevrolet.
Hey, anybody.
Hey, Chevrolet, yeah, right? They're going to run this year.
They should, right? I mean.
Yeah, why not? I mean, come on. You can't find two more crazy enthusiasts.
Yeah. We'll make a whole video about it. And
all right. Yeah, and interview people.
Yeah.
Okay, you made my day. Buddy, thank you very much. You have a wonderful week. And folks, get down to the Auto Museum. It'll be the best time you've ever had. All right, you ought to know is right around the corner. And if I got a special guest in studio, stay tuned. FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer.